What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To this OnlyFans model, Talia Madison, I believe is how she pronounced it. And she noticed something about her number one subscriber. And she noticed it when she was looking at a TikTok that she made. And she started looking at, because this is what she does, so she's checking her analytics, and she noticed that it was viewed by someone in her phone, like someone in her contact list. She's like, oh, that's weird. And the username on the TikTok was the same username as the biggest subscriber on her OnlyFans.
Okay.
This is her explaining more about it.
When I first started my website, I had this customer who was my number one customer, bought every single thing that I sent him, and he also had a very specific username on the website. And I had someone view my TikTok page with the exact same username, and underneath that it said, from your contacts. I narrowed it down to 6 people, and one of them was my stepdad. I went with my gut feeling and I messaged the website account and I said, I know who this is. And within 2 minutes, got a text from my stepdad saying, hey, Tay, can we talk?
He had been in her life since she was 11 years old.
Oh, yucky. That is so hot.
He spent $2,000 on custom content asking her for specific outfits and things.
Oh, my
gosh. He also
gosh.
Subscribed, and she has an OnlyFans where she was having sex with her partner. And so he watched his stepdaughter that he had known since she was 11.
Wow.
Have sex. Numerous times.
I need to know how that conversation went.
Yeah, like, did he talk with mom yet? How'd that go?
Probably great.
They're divorced.
Yeah.
It broke up the marriage.
It did?
And obviously it had been a long one. So after he was caught, she revealed in a second video, that was the first one, that her stepdad denied it to all of his friends, and obviously my mom dumped him straight away. If you want to talk about your family trauma, my stepdad watched me have sex with my partner for 2 months. When it came to special requests he would make on OnlyFans, she revealed that her stepdad would ask to see the underwear that I was wearing every day, take photos in the bathroom while she was at work. He also requested when I'm filming solo content at home that I would not do it in the bathroom or the shower. He always wanted it to be on my bed or on the floor of my bedroom.
That's so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's so creepy.
Boy, I can't imagine.
This is really tough on the mom. Not only is her daughter is a porn actress, but her her husband is watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder.
Everything, nothing's coming up roses for that lady.
This the OnlyFans model, by the way, she's gorgeous in a someone you would see in real life gorgeous way, not a fake throw plastic everywhere and injections kind of way.
Oh, that's the best way.
Just stunning.
Sounds like her stepdad's into the girl next door kind of look, huh?
Mm. I mean, can you blame him?
Yeah. He must really like the current Pornhub trends where it's stepdaughter and
probably
should have stuck with those where it's fake.
Yeah, where it's not as real.
So all right.
It's girl next door, not girl down the hall. Yeah.
There's no kidding. There is no way anyone listening has a family that's more messed up than that. That is your challenge.
Boy.
You think you can top that? This text. Maybe don't upload your sex videos on the internet and get mad at other people for watching it. Yeah, that's the way. Yeah. Blame her for doing something completely legal and legit.
Yeah.
Yep. Not the stepdad for being into his stepdaughter.
Yeah, not like there's only one person on OnlyFans. Like, it's not like his daughter is the only one.
Right. Well, she's the only one doing it, so I had to watch it.
There are millions. You have so many options, and you chose your stepdaughter. Ugh, you know he was cranking into her well before that, too.
Yeah, probably.
Blah. Mm. I don't like that.
Nope. You don't like that, huh?
No, I don't. I don't care for that.
Hard stance.
Yeah.
That's not right,
See,
guys.
Do you? Yeah. Oh.
Do you disagree with Kelly? Are you four stepdads watching their daughter's OnlyFans? 591 Rock or 591 Roll. Call now.
Did you know them when they were kids?
Seriously. 1-800-947-3979. If your family is more messed up than that, you have to tell us. You can send it via text if you want it to be a little bit more anonymous as well. Also, there's still some people who are mad at her.
I mean, you might not, I understand, like, you might not agree with, like, doing any type of pornography or whatever. That's fine. But in this case, the creep part is the fact that it's her stepdad watching her have sex.
Yeah, it's hard this to one. Argue that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't really understand how, you know.
Like, just because it's legal doesn't make it right. She wants to be a garden instrument. Why is she surprised when guys look? Look, she's of age. It's not his daughter. Probably a cuter version of the mom.
It's not his daughter, but he's known her since she was 11, and he is her father figure. That's messed
That's
up,
weird,
man.
Yeah,
he's not some random dude.
And when he was doing that, he was still married to her mom.
Yeah, but porno is wrong.
Yeah. All right. Says a person who probably watches a lot of porno.
Jane Bo joins us. Jane Bo, you're not on the Harmonizer, but you told Maitland you didn't need to be, but it is Jane Bo, not your real name, obviously. Is your family more messed up than stepdad watching the OnlyFans of his stepdaughter?
Well, I have some pretty messed up stuff about my stepdad. So
okay.
I'd say we're competing for sure.
Okay.
My mom woke up in the middle of the night one night, and they've been married about 25 years too.
Okay.
So she went to the kitchen, get her something to drink, and there he was in my sister's bra, pantyhose, otherwise nothing else, and getting his jollies off right in the kitchen.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's bold.
So many fetishes going on at once.
So I know. I'm really not sure. Like, and I unfortunately found this out like years later, and they did get divorced, but still.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, like, was it a, you know, fetish with your sister, or was it that he just wanted to wear women's stuff and that was what was available?
But why
you
the know, kitchen?
Or he just felt sexy in the kitchen.
Also, why are you, like, pleasing yourself in the kitchen?
Like, that would be weird if you just said, caught my stepdad whacking it in the kitchen in the middle of the night. That's weird all by itself.
But maybe there were some amazing leftovers in there, and it just got him real excited. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Some really good meatloaf.
Maybe. Yeah. My mom was a good cook. So,
yeah. Jane Bo, that is a real silver lining.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
What did you say about
my
your sister?
Sleeping in the next room.
Oh,
my
gosh.
She was sleeping in the next room. So,
did he go through her laundry to get that?
Right.
Did he go into her room and get that? Like, how did.
I know.
Kelly's more concerned if the clothes were clean or not.
I'm curious.
No, I'm more concerned. Like, did he go in there while she was sleeping and say, I'm going to pick out that thing you were wearing the other day and put it on? Or did he. Because, like, if you
want to
get
that does make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just, you can't go to Target and try all that on and rub one out, but you could go to Target if you just wanted to try on some pantyhose and a bra.
Yeah.
Jane Bo, had you guys ever gotten a creep feeling about him before, or was this a complete lightning bolt out of a clear blue sky?
Yes, you're right. No weird feelings. He was actually a great stepdad, would help us, like, work on our cars, come fix stuff at our houses.
Wow.
It was so out of the blue, and they did get divorced shortly after that. I think he was definitely hiding.
Yeah.
Maybe even he, you know, wants to be a woman, and that's fine, but, like, go to the bathroom and do it.
I think that's the part that blows me away the most. It's not so much that he was wearing her stuff. It's that the audacity to go, I think I'll just use the kitchen.
The kitchen's fine.
Yeah.
I'm far
Jane
enough.
Bo, thank you. Appreciate it. My goodness.
Don't eat the yogurt.
This text from Maine. My stepsister gave me a face party because she wanted to drive my car, and I said no. Then we ended up having a relationship for years. Now her mother is in prison for first-degree murder, and according to my stepsister, her mom and brother also had a relationship together. Wow, okay, you're pretty far out in front.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wait. Did she give you that face party because you said no to the car,
and then she
offered it so she could take your car?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And then,
but
they were like, hey, let's just be together.
Ugh.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is up with that stepbrother, stepsister love?
I don't know.
Is it because it's like forbidden love? That is that really the only reason it's attractive to you? Because it's kind of like you're related, but you're not really.
But if you're at the right age and you're, you know, like your hormones are racing and you are living one door away from somebody you're not related to.
That you didn't know until they were that age.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I could see where that would happen, but boy, oh boy. Not as often as it does.
No.
It's, there's still that weird boundary. This one, I'll challenge for most messed up family. My mom left my dad when I was 12 for my 14-year-old sister's boyfriend. Hold on.
Wait. Hold on. You got to do that again. Your mom?
How old was your sister's boyfriend, like in her 20s?
He was 18.
Oh,
so sister's 14. Her boyfriend is 18.
That's a problem already.
Mom left dad to be with the 18-year-old. The three of them moved in together, and he was cheating on my sister with my mom.
Oh, so it was scandalous. So, okay. So people didn't know when they got divorced that mom was sleeping with the 18-year-old.
Gotcha.
It wasn't until mom and daughter moved out and the 18-year-old was coming over and moved in with them that stuff got a little messy.
All right.
You pretty hot. Show everybody hot. Your spills, huh?
Oh, boy.
That's nasty.
All right, 1-800-947-3979. I don't think anyone can top that one. Where, yeah.
How old was mom, did they say?
Let's see. The girl was 14, she must have been 28.
Yeah, probably.
So it makes it seem like that might have been a thing.
Yeah. I mean,
Howie, remember when we did Who's the Youngest Grandma Listening? 28 and a half.
Yeah.
That was, we did that once years ago when we were in Omaha. Well, I think you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, not a lot of talks happening early in that household.
Yeah. 28 and a half.
Okay, this one just came in. From Illinois. I had a cousin who had a sexual relationship with his stepdaughter. He was in her life since she was a baby. Changed her diapers.
Oh, wow.
They eventually appeared on an episode of Steve Wilkos together. That's the guy that was the bouncer
for
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, and got
and
his
Steve
own show.
Wilkos called them a disgusting piece of bleep.
Oh.
On the show.
Yeah.
Boy, that's really something.
I feel like it takes a lot for him to say that, right?
He's seen some things.
He's seen some trash.
The mom was about 35. Update on the one where she hooked up with her 14-year-old daughter's boyfriend, who was 18.
Aww. Okay, so she had a girl when she was 21, roughly.
This text, Freebeer, are you glad that all of your stepkids are boys? Yeah, though I'm pretty sure I could have resisted the urge to sleep with one of my children. So, yeah, I think we got that okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have them doesn't mean you have to try to bang them.
Like, how do you, if you're on the other side of that and you're the other parent that realizes the person you brought into their lives is gross.
A creep.
How do you not murder them? Like, the desire to want to murder somebody because of that.
At least to really injure them.
I can see how people, like, snap.
Yeah.
And do things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, that's messy.
Okay, this one, there's not enough information in this, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. When I first got with my fiance, he asked his parents if he could bring me over. His mom said that the stepdad said, "Ooh, yeah, bring her over. I'll get the number 3 bucket."
What?
That's...
Oh,
I don't even know exactly what he's implying, but it's so gross, it doesn't matter. There's nothing good that can be intended by that.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like, he's
going
to see his stepson's girlfriend and be so overcome he has to fill a bucket?
Yeah.
Or is she leaking it and he's like using it to catch it?
Like when your car leaks oil. And
right, you put a pan under it.
Some catch-all underneath it?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Hmm.
What's a face party? Oral.
Oh, come on. Try to keep up.
I'm always surprised.
I mean, just contextually, you can probably figure that out, right?
This text, I had family that actually went on Jerry Springer because my cousin had a baby with her sister's boyfriend. Wow. So many audience members have been on Jerry Springer and Steve Wilkos.
Some real messed up scenarios here.
Holy moly. All right, this one's bigger. Okay, it's hard to choose which one's the most scandalous or messed up.
I know.
We started with a stepdad watching an 11-year-old, a girl he knew at 11, have sex with her now boyfriend when she's on OnlyFans. That one seems mild.
And now that's so far in the rear view.
Yeah. I know, there's so many scandalous subfolders. I don't like it.
Subfolders is a great way to describe
so many.
It. My stepdad, who raised me from 3 years old, after my mom passed away, said, hey, will you marry me just for tax purposes?
Huh.
Well, if it's for the taxes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to be thrifty.
Yeah, what'd you say?
What purposes? I'd need to know more. Need to know, like, exactly what line of the tax code are you referencing, sir?
Yeah, and does that become two dependents then in one person?
Ooh.
Wife and daughter?
Bonus.
Yeah.
Save you like $2,000 a year.
Oh, man. You'd be rich then. Totally worth it.
Okay, this one. I had an affair with my cousin's wife when I was 16. She was 28. I didn't seek it out. She seduced me, but I was of the age where there was nothing else on my mind anyway.
Yeah.
So it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it was.
That's nothing.
I bet it was totally hard.
Cousin's wife? You guys aren't even related. Yeah. Come on, are you listening to the rest of these,
yeah,
these calls and texts?
I mean,
go, Jesus. I got one for you, this person writes. First time they've ever written the show.
Okay, that's always good. It's a good sign.
And starting with, I got one for you.
I was sleeping with a mom because I wanted to get with her daughter.
Is that a great path?
Eventually, it worked.
We'll find out.
I slept with the daughter, and then the mom was doing things for me with her face, and I said, hey, how's your daughter taste? She smiled and kept going.
Wow.
No.
This isn't real life.
I think it is.
Wow.
No.
What? All right.
Who do we got here?
All right. William in Green Bay. Is your family more messed up than these ones?
Don't know if it's as worse, but it's almost just as bad.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds like the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But close.
It's as worse, but almost just as bad.
Okay. All right.
Well, this involves an actual kid. So.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Okay.
All right. All right. What happened?
A couple of years ago, I was with my ex-girlfriend. We picked up her brother, her actual brother, from prison. Mm. And I didn't think it was that bad. You know, dumb kid. He got in trouble for stealing a car.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, you know, you can come stay with us, you know, get your life back together, that kind of thing. And it was about 2 months he was with us, and he was trying to, unbeknownst to me at the time, trying to seduce my girlfriend, his sister.
What?
Like, biological, there's no step in there at all?
No, biological.
How long was he in prison? Like 80 years?
Yeah. Did he forget what sister means?
Yeah.
I guess. But no, it was like he was in for like 6 years or something like that. But as the game says, there's more.
Okay.
I found this out, and I'm like, man, you got to go. He's like, well, you got all huffy puffy. I was like, well, you know, dude, she's telling me this. You got to go. So she calls up his other sister, lives about an hour away. She comes and gets him.
Oh, no.
And I find about 2 months later, she's pregnant. They're together, and now they have a kid.
Boy, he had a type.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. People who he had a stocking next to when he was a kid.
And this is your ex-girlfriend, right? You didn't say, boy, I need to be more of this family.
No, I got out of it. I caught me running out the door.
That's a good choice.
How's that work, then? I bet. His son or daughter is also his niece or nephew?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like the dad just supersedes it. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when your family tree is just a trunk.
That is all they had.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Certainly not supposed to make a circle.
Ew.
Text from the 717. I think I can top all these.
Oh.
My bus broke down when I was 12, and a distant neighbor who was 18 gave me and my brother a ride home. My mom saw him when he dropped me off, and something snapped inside her. That started her tracking down his number, calling him to thank him, then using me as bait to set up a date. Sure, statutory rape, but nobody cared. This opened the door for my mom to see him regularly, which turned into a 3-year affair, and my dad knew the whole time. She would use me to call his house since he lived at home with his parents still.
Well, even if a 12-year-old was calling your 18-year-old, I'd be like, that's a little sus.
That's kind of weird.
Why are you hanging out with a middle schooler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This text, you guys got to stop. A person can only get so hard. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Albany.
Sorry, man.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. there's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.